Om Shanti, thank you very much for filling the forms. This will help us very much for the main retreat on the 4th to the 7th of March. Before we invite Sister Jenti to give us beautiful drishti with a beautiful song of Mama, I would like us to really welcome her. As I had mentioned earlier, that this gathering for the past 3 days at the Mother's Group by a team of from London, myself, Sheila, Ben, Yasmin and Josephine at the back, truly it's not just only our work, but many emails had come to Sister Jenti requesting for something to be done at the original dates of the 10th to the 12th. And as you know, the seniors can actually hear the call of the devotees, but this time they heard the call of the mother's heart. So Sister Jenti was one of them and said, you know, put something up together and let's give the mother something to remember on that Madhuban trip. So really, thank you, Sister Jenti, for that. Where is Sheila, Ben? You've got the gift ready for Sister Jenti? Sister Jenti, you know, before you give us tolis and gifts, from the hearts of all the mothers, a small packet of very powerful dry fruits to keep you going on your world service. So please accept that. Okay, now some powerful, wonderful drishti and silence before Sister Jenti takes up the topic of the mother's retreat. Thank you.
I'm not sure whether you heard the translation of the song at any point, but it's a song about Jagadamba, Mama, the power of her drishti, the magic of her murali, and it was just very beautiful. And it immediately brought the image of Mama in front of my eyes, and I had the good fortune of seeing Mama when I was 8 years old, and then later when I was 15 years old. And both times, the memory is one of a very, very powerful, beautiful being of love, total love. And Mama's face was like the full moon, radiant and shining, and so Baba the sun, and Mama the moon. The sun giving the light, the moon able to reflect that light. And so a very apt image for Baba and Mama. And so I hope that at some point you'll get a translation of the song. It's very beautiful. When the Dadis came to Baba, some of them came as young girls, some of them came as mothers. But for all of them, it was a huge, huge challenge. And the conditions of the world at that time were very difficult ones for women, and in particular in that part of the world. And for them to have had the courage to say, yes, I have found God and this is what I want to do, was something that we can't imagine today. Dadi Gulzar's Laukik mother, Dadi All-Rounder. How many of you met Dadi All-Rounder? A few. Very powerful, very sweet individual. And she was put under 7 locks. And the way that Dadi Gulzar was registered in the Om Mandli boarding school, 8 years of age, and so she was already in a way surrendered, which was her karma, fortune, destiny from last kalpa, and the rest is history. But the mother was put into severe bondage and 7 locks. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine 7 doors. The big mansion that she lived in. And what she did was go out onto the balcony and jump from her balcony to the next house and the next house and find a way out, and left in that way. Now, no education, barely literate, barely. What did she have? She just had the power of God's love and that intoxication. I have found God, I want to surrender to God. That's it. And just that thought and the power within her emerged, and she was able to overcome all the physical obstacles. And I, of course, saw her when she was already playing her part of all-rounder, in the sense that she was in Delhi, and she was the one Baba would write to for purchases. She was the one who was the main pillar for Baba's work in Delhi, managing many, many different things. But most of all, she was the one who was on security duty for Baba's work. And then when Pandit Bhavan, the present Pandit Bhavan, started, it was the largest center outside of Madhuban at that time. And this was in 1972. And it was a big effort to get Pandit Bhavan in those days. I mean, I won't tell you the details, but it was a big thing. And she would forever sleep in the room downstairs on the ground floor, and be alert through the night. She wasn't sleeping, she was alert even through the night, on guard duty. And so all round attention, all round care. But the Shakti that emerged from her was such that she was able to play that role. And Baba always said that on a Laukik level, what experience did she have? Very little in terms of the world. But because she surrendered her intellect to God, God gave her the intellect that enabled her to be the instrument for so much. And so that's one story of a Shakti. But there's 300 other stories like that. Dadi Janki's story, some of you have heard. And that's again an amazing story of a Shakti. But each one. And so for you to emerge the Shakti form is simply to be God's child, but also God's mother. Now, had you ever, even in your wildest dreams, thought that you could be the mother of God? And yet this is exactly what Baba is saying to us in the Murali. Baba is saying that I'm your beloved, but also make me your child. And there's two very, very powerful shifts of consciousness that happen when you become the mother of God and you make Baba your child. Look back on your own experiences and you'll remember how when a child is born, automatically at that moment, all your attachments move away from everything else and get focused on the child. Am I right? Yes? Somebody said to me the other day that he's a son, and he's saying that I can imagine what my father's emotions were in such and such a situation. I'm not yet a father myself, but I can imagine what my father's emotions were. And now for you it's not a question of imagination. You've actually been in the process of being Laukik mothers, so you know what it's like at that moment. All attachments get centered and focused around that child. And this is what Baba is saying. If you want to be detached from the rest of the world, kill all other attachments, make Baba your child. And all your attachments will get focused on the child. And that's it. Easy, easy, easy yoga, easy remembrance, easy power. Because everything is focused on the child. Nothing else is as important as the child. And secondly, it goes hand in hand with this, that when I am God's child, I can be careless and play games and say, well, Baba, anyway, you're responsible. But as soon as I make Baba my child, I am responsible. I am responsible for Baba. I am responsible for Baba's work. I am responsible for Baba's house. I am responsible for Baba's task. I am responsible for the yajna. Now that makes a big, big difference in your consciousness. First responsibility was to 2 children, 3 children, husband, and a little lokic home. And now I'm responsible for Baba's work, for Baba's task, for the yajna. Change that awareness around from lokic responsibility to spiritual responsibility, and emerge that feeling of Baba, your child, and your responsibility to care for Baba, your child, and that's it. That is total surrender. Because you are responsible. Who else is going to do anything? You see anything that's needed in Baba's house, you're going to do it. Whether it's the floor that needs sweeping, or whether it's the fridge that needs to be filled, or whether it's the security guard that needs to be on duty. You're responsible, just as you would be in your lokic home, but limited. Now you're responsible in an unlimited way. And so this is why Baba makes it a very strong point in many Muralis to say, remember that Baba is your child and you are responsible. And there's something very natural that happens within a woman's heart when she knows that there's a responsibility. Well, you yourselves know. When you're responsible, then it doesn't matter about your sleep. If the child needs you, whether it's midnight or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, it doesn't matter. The child is in need. Your food, you're not bothered about that. It's the child that has to be cared for first. So food and drink and sleep and leisure, everything goes out of the window. Everything gets focused on the needs of the child. So ask yourself, do I feel responsible for Baba and Baba's home and Baba's yajna in this way? Baba would always say that if there's a center where there are mothers that come, that center's going to have plentiful abundance. Because the mothers are going to take care of all the needs. And if mothers are there, then not only will that center flourish in terms of all the physical needs, but also the mothers are going to be creating the atmosphere of love through which others are going to want to come to Baba's house. The Kumaris can be the teachers and give Gyan for 3 hours, but the mother will just give sweet toli with drishti, and that's it, you've won the heart of the student. And so easy Raj Yoga. But of course it's taken you 3 hours to make 300 tolis. So that's another story. But this is the thing, that feeling of responsibility and creating an atmosphere of love and warmth and security in Baba's home and purity. For a Kumari, easy to get the mind attracted and distracted by this thing, that thing and the other thing. But a mother knows what human love is, and a mother having found God's love also knows what the difference is. And so a mother is never going to turn her back on God's love, because she's been through the experience of limited love and knows that this is something else, something very special and powerful. And so this is why Baba always, always puts the mothers first. When they talk about Bharat, they speak about Bharat Mata. They don't speak about Bharat Kanya, they speak about Mother India, Mother Bharat. When they speak about salutations, it's Vande Matram, salutations to the mothers. Because truly, in God's work, it's not been the Kumaris have done whatever it is they can, but it's been the mothers who've been the backbone and the support, who lifted God's work off the ground and made it fly and reach the stage that it has today. And so really, the world will salute you. And maybe they're not saluting you yet. Maybe they're thinking, what's going on? What's all this about? But they will salute you. Definitely, that moment is to come. So you just emerge that Shakti that is there within, and it'll happen very easily when you remember you're God's creation, you're God's child, but also God is your child and your responsibility. And so just keep that awareness and play around with it. And between now and when Baba comes, experiment with that feeling and that experience and awareness of making Baba your child. And you'll feel how responsibility transforms you and uplifts you and makes you absolutely a pillar of Baba's Yajna, a support for the whole Yajna, a support for the whole world. And so yes, definitely, this is why Baba has very special love for mothers, and the dadis, some of them having been mothers themselves, especially out of the Trimurti dadis, it's Daddy Janki who's been the mother. The other dadis are all Kumaris, but Daddy's heart went out to all of you and very much wanted to be with all of you, but she's with you in spirit, and all her inspirations she shares in the classes anyway. And so I know that you're catching all her love and her vibrations and even her presence. And I know that we all have to be upstairs for the next session at 6 o'clock. And there's some gifts of great love that have been prepared for you. And that's going to take a little bit of time. So I'll finish now and we'll have a few moments of silence together. And then the offering of gifts. Really little symbols and tokens, but prepared with a lot of love. Carry away the Shakti in your heart and emerge the Shakti in your eyes and your forehead. Om Shanti.